Read the questions.
His name was Muhammad Ali. Born Cassius Clay Jr., he changed his name when he was 22 years old. If Ali were just a boxer, he'd no doubt still be famous. But Ali was so much more than a man who earned his living in the ring. He was a fighter for good causes like civil rights and social justice. He was also a philanthropist. For example, Ali supported the Special Olympics and the Make-A-Wish Foundation. Putting aside his boxing gloves, Ali would personally deliver medical supplies and food to countries ranging from Mexico to Morocco. In 2005, he was honored with America's highest civilian award, the Presidential Medal of Freedom. Speaking from the heart, the most recognized person on the planet said, "I've always wanted to be more than just a boxer. More than just the three-time heavyweight champion. I wanted to use my fame and this face that everyone knows so well to help people around the world." He was a published poet and, surprisingly, a two-time Grammy nominee. His first nomination was for his comedy album, I Am the Greatest. It was written to poke fun at his upcoming match against boxer Sonny Liston. The second Grammy nomination was for the recording he dropped to help young kids brush up on their dental health.
Ice cream, like what you might get at this store, has a lot of sugar in it. That's one of the major things Mr. Tooth Decay delights in.
A homespun philosopher, Ali delighted in sharing his observations on life. For example, don't count the days, make the days count. Perhaps his most famous quote was his description of his fighting style. Float like a butterfly, sting like a bee. Sadly, the man who embodied the phrase poetry in motion was struck with Parkinson's disease, a brain disorder that affects one's motion. But Ali wasn't one to throw in the towel. Joining Back to the Future star Michael J. Fox, Ali used his fame and stature to call attention to Parkinson's. He didn't just raise awareness, he raised money. Thanks to him, the Muhammad Ali Parkinson Center was built in Phoenix, Arizona. Ali died in 2016 and was buried in his hometown of Louisville, Kentucky. But even the headstone on his grave is inspiring. Words for all of us to live by. Now, listen again. His name was Muhammad Ali. Born Cassius Clay Jr., he changed his name when he was 22 years old. If Ali were just a boxer, he'd no doubt still be famous. But Ali was so much more than a man who earned his living in the ring. He was a fighter for good causes like civil rights and social justice. He was also a philanthropist. For example, Ali supported the Special Olympics and the Make-A-Wish Foundation. Putting aside his boxing gloves, Ali would personally deliver medical supplies and food to countries ranging from Mexico to Morocco. In 2005, he was honored with America's highest civilian award, the Presidential Medal of Freedom. Speaking from the heart, the most recognized person on the planet said, "I've always wanted to be more than just a boxer, more than just the 3-time heavyweight champion. I wanted to use my fame and this face that everyone knows so well to help people around the world." He was a published poet and, surprisingly, a 2-time Grammy nominee. His first nomination was for his comedy album, I Am the Greatest. It was written to poke fun at his upcoming match against boxer Sonny Liston. The second Grammy nomination was for the recording he dropped to help young kids brush up on their dental health.
"Ice cream like what you might get in this store has a lot of sugar in it. That's one of the major things Mr. Tooth Decay delights in."
A homespun philosopher, Ali delighted in sharing his observations on life. For example, "Don't count the days, make the days count." Perhaps his most famous quote was his description of his fighting style: "Float like a butterfly, sting like a bee." Sadly, the man who embodied the phrase poetry in motion was struck with Parkinson's disease, a brain disorder that affects one's motion. But Ali wasn't one to throw in the towel. Joining Back to the Future star Michael J. Fox, Ali used his fame and stature to call attention to Parkinson's. He didn't just raise awareness, he raised money. Thanks to him, the Muhammad Ali Parkinson Center was built in Phoenix, Arizona. Ali died in 2016 and was buried in his hometown of Louisville, Kentucky. But even the headstone on his grave is inspiring. Words for all of us to live by.
That is the end of part 3.